Truth News Network. In a world gone nuts with panic, mis, and disinformation, the deep state insisting on personal quarantine, a shutdown economy, and elections on the way, you need a voice, a calm voice, and some perspective. That voice is named Newman. From the Truth News Network, step up and hear Dan Newman.
Hi there. Thanks, Pete. What an introduction. Boy, he nailed it on the head. All kinds of panic going on around us. Well, a song for today. One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. You remember that song? That's the first line of a really, really old song. Who sang it? Tell you what we'll do. You think about that. And at the end of this podcast today, I'll tell you who it was. But you know what? One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. That's a great thought for all of us today. We all awakened this morning. Yeah, we awakened to a world full of uncertainty. That's certain. It is full of uncertainty. But there are some really good things going on. Think about it. You woke up. You have your health. You have your family. You have your job. You have your friends. And you live in the greatest country on earth. Start there before we start throwing darts at our world, our individual worlds, and our world in total today. We're going to speak about COVID-19 for just a second. But you know what? More than COVID-19, we get a whole lot more in our food from China. First, just a few words about coronavirus. Let me give you some numbers. As of last evening, worldwide, there have been 174,961 cases of coronavirus confirmed. 174,961. Also, as of last evening, worldwide, there have been 6,705 deaths. That means, listen to this, 0.0022%, that's 0.0022% of Earth's total population have been infected. Now, that's not 0.0022 and the dot between the O and the 2. That's 0.0022% of the entire Earth's population have been infected. There are 7.7 billion alive in the world today. And of the 6,705 deaths, that is 3% of the total number of those infected in the world that have died. Those numbers are sourced by a very reputable institution that we reference quite often here, Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Here's something that might interest you. Johns Hopkins has an online constantly updated map with complete numbers for each country on Earth regarding the coronavirus, and there's a map with it. Anyone can access it for updated and accurate information. Got a link that you can use anytime to access it, too. It's free of charge. I suggest you download the link. Keep it handy on your phone, your laptop, your iPad, or computer. And when you see or hear the raving of the sky is falling anywhere that we hear all day, every day now, you can just simply click on the link to get the real numbers. And in this story, on our webpage, the link is there, a hyperlink. So grab it, copy it, and store it for information. When we put the horrors of this disease and its status in the whole, instead of just a few counties, a few states, or large cities, it's not nearly as bad, folks. But once again, let me be careful to state this in the way of a disclaimer. In no way do we at Truth News Network denigrate the validity, the seriousness, and the vast documented cases of COVID-19. Everyone should take all necessary precautions as presented by the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, as they pertain to you and your specific circumstances. I highly encourage everyone to stick to the representations and suggestions given by and made by only experts. But also, please keep this in mind. In many ways, we're seeing and hearing their opinions on this matter. Just like you and me, the professionals have scant historical references regarding this virus. Keep that in mind. I'm not saying don't question them or don't believe what they tell you. I'm just saying, be cautious and remember, they're in many ways digging just like you and I are. So what things can we fix? Saturday in our podcast, I passed along a really good piece of information for everyone to consider, not just in these circumstances, but in each of our lives forever. And it said this, nothing changes if nothing changes. I'll say it again. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Example, if we want to lose weight, we must regulate our diets and add exercise as well. If we don't do those things, we're not going to lose weight. You can think of hundreds of things to which this will apply in your life, I'm sure. But for the purpose of planning for and dealing with coronavirus and any future similar emergencies and other possible events, we all need to adopt this thought in our preparations for those. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Now let's circle back to China. The U.S. outsourced a massive part of our lives primarily to China over the last 50 years or so. For decades, we have basked in the good things about our doing so. Items less expensive, pretty much just as reliable, abilities to manufacture quicker and with higher volumes of production, etc. But as our country adopted a mindset of normalizing that, the American losses with this massive outsourcing, we forgot to examine some of the negative consequences we automatically have received just for this outsourcing. Many of our governmental regulations are costly and intensely complex for companies and even entire industries. Thankfully, by outsourcing to China, the regulations for all that for those things included in the outsourcing, for the most part, go away. Year after year, the layers of reduced regulations have made a large pile, which has numbed us to just what and how much has been lost to us in the care and protection to Americans those regulations have given us in the past. Yes, in large part, these regulations have been cumbersome, costly, and unrealistic, and in many cases unnecessary to keep us safe. But there's one sector where there are glaring and very obvious regulatory protections that we need today and always will: food and food products. Today we're going to look at several of these and, with research details, pass along just what we are getting from American outsourcing in these goods and services while saving money to China. Food from China's real U.S. savings. Now listen to these things that it includes. Smithfield Farms is the largest pork-producing farm in the United States. It was sold recently to China with the unanimous support of its stockholders. The hogs will still be raised here, but they're going to be slaughtered and packaged for sale there in China before being sent back. This includes labels of Morel, Eckrich, Crocus, Kudahy, Premium Hams, Cook's, and Gwaltney. The same applies to many chickens. They can now be shipped there, but when they come back, all that is required regarding source in their packaging is that they were, quote, raised in the U.S., not that they were processed in China. The chickens will be all processed and most sold to fast food restaurants for sandwiches, along with schools and supermarkets. Remember, restrictions and requirements for the slaughter and handling of pork and chickens being processed there are quite different than those here in the United States. Meanwhile, elsewhere, we recently learned that Starkist tuna is now owned by South Korea, which is in a major conflict with the U.S. concerning quality, safety, and record keeping, which South Korea refuses to produce to American government authorities. Sources from a Google search are numerous on this subject. You can look at them for yourself. One that was promoting the eating of tilapia, which is a great fish. It's original to Mexico. I've fished there. I love fresh tilapia. Well, somebody who was promoting the eating of tilapia said to, quote, avoid any tilapia with China as its source. Think about this. During your next grocery shopping excursion, take a peek in the seafood section at the numerous packages of frozen tilapia. Most are labeled as farm raised. That seems innocent enough, but read further. Most of those somewhere in the packaging will show their source to be China. Well, what does that mean? What's the downside for that? Why should that concern us? Several documentaries that are not well marketed here in the U.S. show the filthy conditions in which their meat and fish are raised and processed. Some foreign workers have to wear masks as they work in these places because the food's so rotten and filthy it disgusts them. Many of their fish raised in fish farms are daily fed raw sewage. Asian countries, as a rule, have little or no food inspections for exports. You got that? For exports. They inspect food for their own citizens, but not so much for what they send to us. Some of the most common U.S. imported foods, Green Giant frozen vegetables, are from China. And so are most of Europe's Best. Europe's Best, folks, from China. It's just a brand name. Of course, it was outsourced by Europe to China. Arctic Gardens and Bird's Eye products are for the most part safe, thankfully. Grocery store garlic, unless clearly marked from the USA or from Canada, can be unsafe for consumption. China is the largest producer of garlic in the world. It's common for garlic fields to be fertilized with, human waste. Most honey is shipped in huge containers from China and repackaged here. Americans should consider buying only honey that is marked homegrown or U.S. sourced. The Our Family brand of mandarin oranges says on the can, from China. Several large U.S. grocers sell canned peaches and pears in a plastic jar that comes from China. All Highliner and most other frozen fish products originate in either China or Indonesia. It's common, for example, for the package to be marked Pacific salmon on the front, but the small print on the back states the salmon are farm-raised in one of those Asian countries. There are no regulations in any Asian countries for use in farm-raising fish. Not food, but very important, the cold product, Cold FX, is grown and packed in China. Laboratory tests have found some of the product contains fecal bacteria. So here are a quick few suggestions regarding imported food from China. If the country of origin is not clearly marked, beware. If produce, ask an employee. Watch out for packages with state prepared for or packaged by or imported by. We don't understand the lack of mandatory labeling, especially the produce. The country of origin should be clearly shown on the item in the store, every one of them. Go to the local farmers markets in season. Keep a wary eye open the rest of the year. You can get some really good stuff there. We have a couple here in our market that we get some great honey, great vegetables, great fruit during season. Try those. Those are homegrown. How's it possible to ship food from China cheaper than having it produced in the U.S. or Canada? For a few cents more, consider buying the Liberty brand. Buy the Gold brand or the Dole brand that's from Hawaii or California. Recently, the Montreal Gazette had an article by the Canadian government on how Chinese feed farm-raised fish. They suspend chicken wire crates over the fish ponds, and the fish feed on chicken droppings. If you search the internet about what the Chinese feed their fish, you'll be alarmed. As an example, growth hormones, expired antibiotic from humans. Never buy any type of fish or shellfish that comes from these countries, Vietnam, China, or the Philippines. Steinfeld's pickles are made in India. It's just as bad. Another example is in canned mushrooms. No Name, that's an actual brand. It comes from Indonesia. Be careful when purchasing those little fruit cups, you know, that the kids like so much. They formerly were made in Canada in the Niagara region until about 2 years ago. They're now packaged in China. Most are sold in Aldi stores. All this stuff is really true, folks. It's not about coronavirus, but in the midst of wondering how and why China sent us coronavirus, there's a whole lot more things that are not good for Americans that come from there. Don't go away. We're going to be back in about 60 seconds with some more important, very important news for you. So sit tight. That's next at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them!
What?
Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! They're one of my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
The Truth and Dan Newman goes together like beans and rice, brats and kraut, you and the future. TNN,
The Truth News Network.
Well, yeah, we have a future. We're going to have a future. This stuff we're dealing with now, temporary setback at best. It's going to get better. So, while the Chinese inferior and sometimes even toxic products, dangerous toys and goods are sold in North American markets, the media wring their hands. Yet 70% of North Americans believe that the trading privileges afforded to the Chinese should be suspended. Think this through. Why do we need the government to suspend trading privileges with any foreign nation? Free market trade has been and still is the greatest determiner of the success or failure of products and services purchased and consumed by people, you and me. Consumers should simply send a message to China and any other country, just as is done regarding domestic products and services. If they don't meet the standards expected by us, the consumers, we just simply stop purchasing them. Shoppers should make these decisions by educating themselves. That's what we're doing here today. I guarantee you, you're listening to me, you've bought some of the products, the names, the brands that we just gave you. You probably have some of them in your refrigerator and freezer right now. Take a look at the labeling of every product you buy. And if it says made in China or the letters PRC, that means the sourcing also includes Hong Kong. One should consider another product or none at all. You'll be amazed at how dependent you are on Chinese products. You'll be equally surprised at what you can do without. Here's a thought for you. If 200 million North Americans, that includes us in Canada, refuse to buy just $20 each of Chinese goods, that will create an immediate billion-dollar trade imbalance resolved in our favor. 200 million North Americans refuse to buy $20 each of Chinese goods. That's going to create an immediate billion-dollar trade imbalance resolved in our favor instead of the favor of the Chinese. The downside for us? Well, some Canadian-American businesses will feel a temporary pinch from having foreign stockpiles of inventory, but it's going to be temporary. Just 1 month of trading losses will hit the Chinese for 8% of their North American exports. Hundreds of billions of dollars. The Chinese are brilliant in economics. They do that math just as we do that math. Supply and demand is a simple read for them. They get it. By sending the message, not purchasing those products would force regulating production sufficient for the satisfaction of their consumers, Americans and Canadians, or they would continually lose that business. No, this story has very little to do with COVID-19. Doesn't have anything to do with Armageddon either. If you listen to some, Armageddon's pending. But it certainly strikes a chord for all of us. What we consume and its sources and development are critical to not only our pockets, but more importantly, to our health. After all, is not that why the world is in a panic regarding coronavirus, our health? The two should be interchangeable. And by the way, I almost forgot who sang that song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. Did you remember it? I bet you some of you did a Google search during this podcast to find out who. It was Christy Lane. I guess in old radio vernacular, we would call that a medley of her hit. I think that may be the only hit she had. Hey, listen, I hope your start yesterday was a great start of the week. Today's going to be even better. Even if yours was bad yesterday, it's going to be good today. So think that as you prepare for Tuesday. While you're working, we're busy here. We're getting statistics and information all day long and all evening, this evening, that we'll bring to you tomorrow morning at our podcast and story. We do that every morning here at Truth News Network. We'll see you then. TruthNewsNet.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.